think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A lot of good stuff. Actually, the show's been pretty good lately.
Thank you. I've noticed that as well.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a great job, too.
I'm doing okay. You guys carry the show, you and John.
So I did decide to pull the trigger on those other two plays tonight.
Okay,
so I'm on UL Lafayette minus 19.5. Against Arkansas State. I'm on Missouri State minus 2.5 against Valparaiso. And I'm on Austin Peay minus 5 against Eastern Illinois.
What's your favorite of all?
Lafayette. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to parlay Lafayette with my two hockey plays for just for grins, because that's been working out pretty well. Over in Arizona, Minnesota is my big play tonight. And then lesser play is Devils plus 110 at Panther.
What's up with Quentin? We got him or what?
I don't see him.
I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody says Disney will start killing the characters once they start having kids. They always kill parents in their movies. That's true. That's always how Disney works, right?
Yeah. Mom dies, dad dies.
Yeah. Bambi.
Yeah.
Started with Bambi.
Lion King.
Snow White was an orphan, right?
Right.
I think all of them were.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cinderella.
Yeah.
Had a wicked stepmother.
Yeah. And evil stepsisters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we're trying to get Quentin Demps.
We got him? Hey, what's up, Quentin? Me.
What's up?
How you been, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
We're all right, man. We are okay. When did you, why did you come down to Houston a couple days ago? You just made a quick trip in?
Wait, so you got me on air or what?
Yeah, you're on air.
I'm on air right now?
Yeah.
AJ. Is this AJ or Fred? I can't tell.
This is AJ.
Yeah, everybody says we sound alike.
You sound different, man. You losing some weight or what?
I lost a little weight.
No. So I came down the other day, man, just to get a physical. It wasn't anything to do with the Texans, though. You know what I'm saying? It was just something more on my end as far as, the Bears and stuff.
And the physical came out all right. How's the health?
I'm not healthy. They for sure released me when I wasn't healthy, but
Oh, they shouldn't have released you when you weren't healthy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm not healthy right now.
I didn't even think they were allowed to release you if you're not healthy.
Yeah, it's the NFL, man. They do anything they want to do.
There's no rules, huh?
That's a rule. You're right, but they'll figure out a way to try to beat it, and so. I'm going to have to be dealing with that for the next couple years, probably, maybe.
So, obviously, you would say that your time in Chicago was a disappointment. I mean, you sign a 3-year deal, you're there for a year, you break your arm in the first year, week 3, week 4, and you just don't really, you don't have the impact there that you'd hoped you'd have. Do you think that the Bears was a? Do you think it was a bad fit for you as a player, or do you think the injury is really what threw you off?
No, it's funny, man, because when I first got here, it took about 2 weeks for me to just really be like, man, I don't belong here. You know what I'm saying? Just honestly, like I never could get in a groove. Like you said, man, when it started raining, it just poured. Like I was already uncomfortable. I was already trying to fit in, I'm trying to be a leader and all these kind of things, but just the organization and the way it was, just how it was ran, I didn't feel right. It wasn't a place for me at the time. And then I get hurt, you know what I'm saying? So the stress level was just all the way high for me. all year last year, man. And sure enough, I got hurt, what, the third game of the season. And, you know, didn't play another game. So it was just tough being here, man. It was just one of those places where, like, you know, we're trying to rebuild. We're trying to figure some things out. You know, at that point in my career, man, I you know, probably should have went somewhere where I can contend for a championship versus being a part of a, you know, rebuild or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, you probably made the right call getting out of here then, because I don't know if you saw what happened here last season, but it wasn't good.
Yeah, they had a bad year too last year. They had a bad year too last year. And everything isn't, you know, negative about me coming to the Bears. I definitely, you know, learned some things, and just part of my journey, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like you said, man, he didn't have a good year either last year. You know, but they did find a quarterback, I'll tell you that.
Now, you were at least saying on Twitter that you'd love to be back here in Houston. That's the case?
Yeah, of course. Of course, man. I definitely would love to come back. You know, Romeo's still there, man. You know, OB's still there. A couple guys that I've been there, 5 years of my career, man, so it feels like home, and I definitely would love to come back and finish up there.
I will say this, the secondary here, and I know a lot of these dudes are your boys, but it's a total mess. I mean, they're in a situation here where they extended Andre Howell, so it looks like he's going to be a starting safety. Besides him, I don't know what else their game plan is, because I don't know that Jonathan Joseph's going to be back. I think Kevin Johnson is getting closer and closer to just being a bust. Kareem Jackson's not what he once was. There's lots of open jobs. Is that part of the appeal to you?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just I'm more at a place in my career, man. I don't want to go somewhere new where I got to, you know, build relationships over and over again. I want to go somewhere where, you know, people are familiar with me. The coaches know how I get down. You know, and I don't have to be looked upon to be everything for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I just want to come in there and know my role and help us win ball games. You know what I'm saying? So that just seemed logical to me, man, to go back to that place. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I know one of the things you talked about last year, you know, when you were when you were on the show with us, I guess 2 years ago, and you were having what I think was maybe your best season. And you were saying that you wanted to get respect. Basically, when you were talking about your contract, you wanted to get respect. Have you, I mean, and I think you got that, at least from the Bears, with the offer that you, with the deal that you signed. But have you kind of learned how to, like, to balance that respect, so to speak, along with just being comfortable and being in the right situation?
I definitely got my respect that I was, you know, that I was after, man, especially with, like you said, man, the deal the Bears gave me at age 32, being a journeyman or whatever, man, definitely showed some love and definitely showed that, you know, my game is respected around the league. So I really, you know, got to shout out Ryan Pace and that whole organization for that. But no, I think, and it was funny, man, I tried that approach when I signed with the Bears, man, it kind of, you know, were. You got to be all about respect, you and business, this and business. Like, you know, go have fun, play football. And I couldn't function like that, you know what I'm saying? So just knowing myself and my approach to the game, I always got to keep the mindset that I'm out here to get some respect, and I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. That's what I learned about myself this year, too, is I can't just go have fun. Like, it's a business to me, and I gotta show and prove each and every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no relaxing, and you got to show each and every year that you about this, and that, you know, you're going to respect my last name. So that's what I learned about myself last year, man. I can't be the guy who's, you know, all about the fun and stuff like that. I'm all about business and winning.
You know, obviously last season was frustrating for you being hurt, but was it a struggle for you to be on a team that was just never competitive, never, you know, in the running for a playoff spot, much less have, you know, just having a chance to make it? Was that a frustration for you after a couple successful years here in Houston?
Yes, it was definitely a frustration, man. It was definitely night and day, especially when you knew some of the reasons why they weren't successful, or some of the things that you could probably tell somebody to do to help us be successful. It's definitely frustrating, you know what I'm saying, just seeing that and being a part of that. You know, definitely very, very frustrating. But again, it was a learning curve for me, a learning experience, and I wouldn't change it.
What do you think? I mean, have you talked to your agent? Has there been anyone reaching out to you yet? Or when do you expect that kind of movement to start happening? Do you think it's after the draft, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, a few teams have reached out. So you never know. I think if I don't sign now, it'll definitely be after the draft. But if I don't sign within the next few weeks, definitely have to sign with somebody later. If I go that route, if I'm able to, pass a physical and proceed with the ball, I think probably the next couple of weeks or after the draft for sure.
Well, tell you what, those guys sure did miss you back there. Here, I'd love to see them bring you back. Plus, we missed about on a pretty good radio show last year with you gone.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all didn't have anybody this year, huh?
No, we didn't have anybody. They offered us a couple guys that were scrubs, and we decided we'd rather not do the show than do the show with a scrub.
You could have called me during the week. We could have did it on the phone, man.
We probably should have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, though, man.
Well, brother, I hope that you hope you find a landing spot soon. I'd really like it to be here so we can get back to doing a show with you. But if not, I wish the best for you, man, and looking forward to seeing what's next for you.
All right, I appreciate that. Where Fred at? Fred,
I'm
you
right
got
no
questions for me, good guy?
Fred asked the last question.
I asked the last question. AJ hijacked you.
I can't hear the difference in y'all voice.
See, we get that sometimes, and I don't understand it. I don't think I sound anything like AJ, but oh well.
Yeah.
All right.
Over the phone, you too.
All right, bud. We'll hopefully we'll be talking to you soon, man.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all.
All right, brother. Take care. That's Quentin Dimps, former Texan safety, and hopefully
future Texan.
Yeah, hopefully future Texan safety. I think that's a good veteran guy to have in that clubhouse. I think he's one of the guys they missed last year.
They did miss him last year, and I think especially if you're going to move on from Jonathan Joseph, I think you need another veteran back there who knows the system and can come in. And he played really well under Romeo Crennel. And I think that's he's usually in the right spot, which is important in that defense. And they missed that a lot last year. They had guys playing out of position. And I don't know how much of it was the players and how much of it was Mike Vrabel and how much of it was no pass rush. And that whenever you have no pass rush, then it certainly makes your secondary look a lot worse than it is. And I think some of that came into play last year. But they missed him, man. So hopefully that gets worked out.
And other guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think that it'll be real interesting to see what they do here during free agency with the league year starting up, March 12th, I guess, is when they can start signing people. Be very interesting.
Jong tweeted the Ted Cruz commercial.
The bathroom commercial?
Yeah. I think it's because it's for, what's that lady's name that's running all the ads? Kathleen Wall.
Yeah, Kathleen Wall.
I think Kathleen Wall's, her people called Ted Cruz's people and said, hey, can you record something for me? Talking about how great I am. And Ted Cruz was like, sure. I'm in the bathroom right now. When do you need it? As soon as possible. Okay. Because the audio quality when it switches from his voice to her voice, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
It's like one of these things got recorded on on a toy tape recorder, and hers got recorded on a professional microphone. Yeah.
Lamont asked, at what point do you guys start pulling your money out of gambling accounts? Is it the end of a season, or do you just let it accumulate until you need it? I have a number that when I hit, I cash out and then go back to my starting point.
Like you pull back everything you've netted?
Right. Yeah. It's basically, I have a base amount that I keep in there to play with. And if that ever runs out, then I wait till the next month when I've budgeted more money for gambling.
Right.
But that I haven't busted out since November.
Yeah.
I've been on a pretty good tear here the last couple months. And so when I get to a certain dollar amount over that, I immediately cash out back to my starting point.
Sometimes I usually just pull a little here and there, but sometimes I will, especially during basketball season. At the end of college basketball season, I'll pull it all out. I'll pull almost all of it out. I'll leave some money for MMA, but because I don't want to be tempted to bet NBA or baseball, and then put it back in when college football starts up. But
I also have horse racing, and that's year round.
Yeah. So some of the, but one of the things that I'll do sometimes is when the books are offering like a nice deposit bonus, I'll pull everything out of one book and deposit it into the other one and get that bonus. And then, you know, I'll just play on that book for a while. I usually try to keep some in both my books, though, because it's depending on the number I want, I like to be able to line shop.
And I get questions all the time about how much do you actually bet. I'll never talk about that on air. I've been dealing with IRS issues because of that for basically 10 years. I'll talk to you about it in person, but I'm not going to say it on air. That's just not, you know.
I bet $1 per per game.
Yeah, I don't make any profit at all off of gambling, really.
I'm basically just betting for fun.
Yeah.
I've made $9. all right. You know what I do enjoy? Republic Harley Davidson. It's a beautiful day. I rode my bike in today, in fact. And when I need it taken care of, where do you think I go? Republic Harley Davidson. Even though there's four or five dealerships closer to my house than Republic, I don't care. It's worth it to have the best in the biz working on my bike. They've got seven master technicians, way more than any other Harley dealer in town. And if you are looking for a new one, they're the place to go. Their inventory is out of this world. Everybody's going to say they've got a great inventory. Republic can prove it to you. They've got about 100 brand new bikes on their showroom floor, every model, every color you can dream of. Then you go outside, they've got a huge selection of pre-owned Harleys. They've just got whatever you're looking for, they've got it for you. If you're a new rider, you're thinking about learning to ride, it's easier than you think. Sign up for a new rider course. There's no better place to learn than Republic Harley Davidson's Riding Academy. Whatever your Harley need is, these are the guys to go to. You need service, you need a new bike, you need a pre-owned bike, you just want some merchandise. Republic Harley Davidson is the best in the business. They've got financing for everyone. So whatever your budget, they can get you on a bike, guys. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson. Egotistical, talking all that slick the same way these do. Wonder what my secret is. To move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab them. Cause I'm a fool. Thought I wouldn't have that done. Fooled you. Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Sure, I know how to work on my car, tune up, even a brake job, but I've grown out of that, and I know pros can do it faster. Even so, here I sit reading 10-year-old magazines while I wait. If only the mechanic could come to your home or office. Introducing YourMechanic.com, the modern local car repair service that comes to you. No more cold, grimy, greasy waiting rooms. YourMechanic.com offers more than 500 services with 12-month, 12,000-mile warranties. Does your local shop do that? And all YourMechanic.com technicians are fully background checked and will provide you with a quote up front. Car won't start? Check engine light bugging you? Need a brake job? Schedule your appointment and save your valuable time for more important things in your life. Your mechanic comes to you and gets the job done. And for a limited time, get $20 off your first service call booked. Call now. 800-948-9565. 800-948-9565. No more greasy waiting room. 800-948-9565.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Raheel Ramzanali here, and you need to head to Sawgrass Steakhouse for Southwest Steak and Shrimp. Enjoy their 8-ounce certified Angus beef sirloin topped with garlic, herb butter, blackened shrimp, and andouille sausage, and more. It comes with fresh baked beer bread with whipped honey butter, a cup of warm homemade soup, or a garden fresh dinner salad, and as always, a side is included. From the appealing atmosphere to the friendly people, it's always a great meal and worth every penny at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Accountemps. 59 the Southwest Freeway, northbound at Bel Air. Crews are trying to clear an accident. And watch for a problem on the west Sam Houston Tollway, southbound at Kempwood. Need additional help closing your books? Accountemps can find your right fit, like bookkeepers or other accounting and finance professionals, on a temporary basis and fast. Accountemps are Robert Half Company. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
If I was you, 'cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the face.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hawk.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832, last show listening from Houston. We'll be listening from Saudi starting Monday. Keep it up, guys. Have a good trip, man. All right, 5:30 on Thursday means it's time for Brad Powers, lead college football analyst at pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at Brad Powers 7. And before we get to the college basketball, which is always fun because I wind up making a couple bets after listening to you two guys, how excited are you that you've already got spring practices starting for college football teams?
I'm actually pretty excited, and I actually follow spring practice for a couple of reasons. Number one, I get it that you're not supposed to take too much out of it, but I found coming out of spring practice what I felt were a couple of nice, you know, Heisman future odds. You know, Lamar Jackson a couple years ago was 100-1. He had a big time spring game, and then you know I discovered a Stanford running back by the name of Bryce Love that I thought would have a nice season. He was also 100-1. Didn't win the Heisman, but came in second. So, and following spring practices, particularly the spring games coming up, and they start I think about the third week in March with all the schools, is not a bad investment, especially if you're tired of the basketball grind.
So this is pretty much my favorite betting time of year when we start getting into conference tournaments, and for the most part, home court advantage is taken off the table. So it's just about matchups and how teams are going to play against each other. Do you find that this is like, obviously the tournament gets the most action, the NCAA tournament, but do you find that there is more play now during these conference tournaments in general, or is that just me personally that feels that way?
No, that's any sharper mind feels that way. So tip of the cap to you, that's how you should feel, because there are more betting opportunities during conference tournament these next couple of weeks than there are during the NCAA tournament. Number one, it's very unique in that you get back-to-back days. Keep in mind, NCAA tournament, you get a day in between to kind of digest things. You get to all these neutral court type of matchups. You get the possibility of 3 games in 3 days, 4 games in 4 days, etc. You get teams that, you know, basically their seeding is pretty much set as far as the NCAA tournament. The conference tournament, for the most part, doesn't mean that much to them. While other teams are on the bubble, they're trying to get in. So you get different, unlike the NCAA tournament, you get differences in motivation. And then you got just the smaller schools that always offer up a little bit more opportunity as far as identifying a softer market. So there's no question. I think anyone that does this professionally much prefers to bet these next couple of weeks than they do the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I definitely do. I just feel like there's, and especially in, like you said, in the mid-majors and stuff like that, I think there's some good chances for value. Obviously not in the mid-majors is the Big Ten tournament, which is started up, and I don't know what you've seen of it so far. Do you have a favorite for the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah, I'm not going to go too far outside of the top couple of teams, because I think unlike past seasons where the Big Ten was the last tournament to finish up on Selection Sunday, I think these teams can really go for it, because let's face it, they're going to have at least 10, 12 days off even after playing a possibility of playing a championship game on this upcoming Sunday. So I think the Michigan States, the Purdue's of the world, they can go all out, knowing fully well they're going to have 10, 12 days off between their next game. So I wouldn't deviate too much, but if you're looking for a couple of sleepers, I think the winner of that tomorrow's matchup between Nebraska and Michigan might be a little bit enticing there, going up against Sparty and Michigan State. I like both Michigan and Nebraska as possible sleeper teams.
I'm with you. I think both those teams could do some damage, could potentially upset Michigan State. And that's Michigan is a team, when they're playing at their best, they're as good as almost anybody in that conference, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks. What about the smaller conference tournaments that have started up, the OVC, Missouri Valley, conferences like this? Is there anyone that you've got you feel like is a good team to chase during these conference tourneys?
Well, I like Loyola Chicago in the Missouri Valley, and I know that's not breaking news. They're by far the best team in there, but I mean, if you look at least at their first game, if you look, and here's another unique thing you get in conference tournaments is the winner of that opening round matchup has to play the number one seed in Missouri Valley Conference. Very unique in the fact that they have to play the evening before, turn right around and play at like a noon start time the following night. So you only have about a 16-hour window in between games, and the number one seed, at least in the opening round game of the Missouri Valley, is 28-0 straight up, and I believe 21-7 against the spread. So I'll be looking to probably play Loyola Chicago tomorrow, and I think Loyola Chicago fits definitely the bill of that team that probably will get a 12 seed as long as they win their conference tournament. If they get that 12-5 matchup, that's a team to identify that might be perfectly capable of pulling an outright upset.
One of the teams I'm still interested in that Missouri Valley is Missouri State, who they were the favorite to win that thing going in. It, obviously a massive disappointment. They're playing in the play-in game, and nobody's won the conference from the play-in game before, but that's a really talented team, and they started out 3-0 in league play and then just sort of fell apart. But they've got a really experienced team. I think they're top 10 and most experience as far as seniors, and that's a team that I'm going to be interested to watch, and I'm actually on them tonight against Valpo, and I think they'll play Southern Illinois tomorrow if they win. But that's a team I think could be a surprise, and I think they're like plus 750 or plus 800 for the tournament.
Yeah, and I think you're onto something there, because in my own power ratings, despite them being one of the lower seeds and playing in one of the play-in games, I actually have them as the third best team as far as the power ratings aspect goes. So I definitely think there's some value for them. And then they wouldn't have to face a team like Loyola Chicago until a championship game. So there's definitely some opportunity to do some hedging if they get a win tonight. And I don't think it'd be that big of an upset though for them to win their next couple of games after tonight.
One of the teams that I've been on sort of all season long, and I'm riding them again tonight, even though they're giving up a massive number, and it's pretty clear that Vegas, the gig is up on getting value on Louisiana Lafayette. But I think they are one of the teams that could win a tournament game. Once it gets started, they could be one of the upset teams. How much have you seen of that team, and how legit do you think they are?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head as far as from a value aspect. Louisiana Lafayette, there was a tremendous amount of value for them early on the season, but I think you're right. It didn't last too long. It's not like a Nebraska situation where they continue to cover numbers. Now, from a pure power ratings aspect, I got tonight's game graded at like 24.5, and they're laying like 19.5 right now. So obviously, that pure power ratings says that's a play. I just personally don't like laying that kind of number, especially, I mean, you're getting close to, and what's the motivation factor here? I think it's win and get out here. There's no really need to impress anybody. Just get the straight up win at 25-4 and move on. I definitely agree with you. This is a team that's going to be seeded, 10, 11, 12, perfectly capable of winning one, if not two games in the NCAA tournament. And obviously they exceeded expectations against the spread this year. In fact, I think they had a cover streak of 10, 11 games in a row, but last six games, just 3-3 against the number.
one of the conferences that I'm sort of interested in is MACtion. Their tournament starts up today, and Iona's been the winner of that thing. I think this is they're looking to make it their third straight year. They're definitely not the favorite. Canisius and Ryder are the teams that everybody's looking at. But do you give any credence to, well, this team's done it year and again. They found a way to get there, and even though they've had sort of a disappointing regular season, are these the kind of teams that you watch out for a little closely in the postseason tournaments?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's a great thing that you brought up there. I mean, you got to evaluate coaches and how they do in the postseason. Some you got coaches that are just great in the regular season, but when the intensity ratchets up and you're in must-win mode, some, quite honestly, falter and come up a little short. Others do quite well. I mean, you look at Michigan just now today, won their 12th consecutive opening round game in the Big Ten. John Beilein, one of the best coaches that there is out there in the marketplace when it comes to postseason, but doesn't get any of the same respect that a Tom Izzo or a Coach K has. And any of these smaller conferences, any team that's had a disappointing year, maybe was the preseason favorite, I mean, they are given new life because, let's face it, this is just an auto bid league where you're just getting one bid leagues, and now they get new life knowing that if they win in the next three games, they can get right back and accomplish the goals that they had set forth at the start of the season. So I definitely would be more likely to and more prone to play on those types of teams.
All right, that's Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, great stuff as always, man. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, take care.
All right, that's Brad Powers.
I could talk Mid-American and Missouri Valley and Ohio Valley Conference with Brad all day. Then I started to realize, like, before I asked him about the Ohio Valley, I was like, I bet people think this is really stupid. So I didn't ask him, but I know people only want to hear about, like, Duke, North Carolina until Selection Sunday.
Yeah, but see, you're educating them on these teams now. That's good.
Trying to get you guys ahead of the game.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, it'll be Gem of the Daytime. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. Tomorrow will be Charlie Polillo and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, now.
You have a topic yet?
No.
Okay.
I'll come up with something tonight, though.
If you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Make sure you follow us, because if you're not following us at SportsMapHOU, you're not going to be able to win a mattress on when we do our Win a Bed with Fred promotion, which is coming up soon with our good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Apparently, in England, there was a chicken shortage.
Okay.
So KFC had to take out full-page advertisements in UK newspapers to apologize for the changed chicken shortage. The tongue-in-cheek ad features an empty chicken bucket emblazoned with FCK instead of KFC. It's unclear whether the campaign will make customers happy, but they went with FCK.
Okay.
Obviously, they did it intentionally, but it says, we're sorry. But apparently, the foul shortage forced the chain to close more than half of its 900 British restaurants. Okay, do we call KFC a restaurant?
I mean, you can buy food there, and someone prepares it for you.
Yeah, and you go down and you can sit down and eat there.
Fine.
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Fine.
Do they not have Popeyes over there?
No. It's England, man. They have their food there sucks. So like,
Popeyes is too flavorful for England.
Yeah, KFC is probably a big deal over there. Angry customers called the police and even went to Burger King.
That's not going to make it better.
Yeah, but as of later in the day, 811 KFCs were still open. The advertisement ran in the Sun and Metro newspapers, and the copy says, "We're sorry, a chicken restaurant without any chicken. It's not ideal. Huge apology." I guess I should be doing this in an English accent, right? Because it's in England.
Like to apologize for our lack of chicken.
Huge apologies to our customers, especially those who traveled out of their way to find we were closed.
We got no more chickens.
An endless thanks to our KFC team members and our franchise partners for working tirelessly. Oh, there's the working tirelessly. I hate that. To improve the situation. It's been a hell of a week. Really. A hell of a bloody week. But we're making progress, and every day, more and more fresh chicken is being delivered to our restaurants.
So they ran out of corks.
They did. They ran out of corks. Thank you for bearing with us.
Come on, guys.
What?
You could say that if you're referring to a chicken. The line.
That's they're talking about chickens.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the South Carolina game chickens.
I'd say game cocks.
That's right.
I think I know what you guys are doing here.
What?
You're just trying to.
Are we baiting you?
You're trying.
Is it working?
Nope.
You're so mature now.
Yeah. I know.
Are you saying that was a foul attempt?
Oh. I was gonna go along with you guys, but then I chickened out.
That's really a feather in your cap, AJ.
Don't salt our game, AJ. Don't salt our game.
Oh, boy.
There are times when I wonder if we're not 5-year-olds. And, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. I'm trying to be a good example.
Oh. That was excellent. Oh, no, it wasn't.
No. I just didn't want to run afoul from the rules.
I've already used foul.
But you didn't use a foul.
No, I didn't, but it's kind of the same.
I'm just trying to keep egging you on.
Gary says, KFC.
I'm hatching a plan to get you in
trouble. Walking on eggshells around here, I'm telling you. God. Gary says, KFC UK is out of gravy now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Longhorn Dimitri says, you know, it's desperate times when you have to eat at Burger King.
Yeah. I ate at Burger King the other day.
Did you really?
Then I was feeling a bit peckish. No, I didn't eat at Burger King.
About to say, yeah, what the hell?
I'm sorry. I'm just winging it at this point.
Yeah, of course. Texter said, you're really clucked up now.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry we're acting so crazy. I've just been cooped up in here all day. I think that's all I got.
Yeah, I kind of had a rooster win, but then I started thinking about it, and it's not going to work. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a bit of a stretch, so I'm not going to do it. I think not that all the rest of them we just did weren't stretches.
All horrible, yeah. I love when we get into the bad puns.
Yeah, bad pun run. It's always awful.
All foul.
Yeah. that's three fouls, you're out.
Yeah. There's unlimited fouls. You know that, Fred.
No, 3 fouls and you're out,
not,
man.
Except in England. They're not unlimited. They're very, very limited. Guys, there are a ton of energy providers out there, and they're going to always come up with some crazy offer, and you're going to be like, oh, man, that sounds great. You're giving me free weekends. You're giving me free days, or you're giving me an upfront cash bonus. That's awesome. And you may have said, I'm going to go with that energy company. And then a couple months later, turns out they've switched up the rate on you. That's not honest. That's not upfront. It's nonsense. You don't want that. There's additional fees on your bill. We've talked about fees and how we feel about them. Well, Tri-Eagle Energy feels the same way about fees as I do. They don't like them. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no fees if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just straight upfront business. That's what I like about them. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or or go to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll save even more money on their rates. Their PUCT license number is 10064. Make sure you check them out. TryEagleEnergy.com.
ESPN 97.5.